Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, crop report out today, and we traded it for maybe about a half an hour the way things looked, and then all of a sudden we're back to trading weather.
Yeah, you know, I think exactly. You know, we had that report. It was a bit negative on soybeans, actually, so the crop's getting bigger, not smaller. Of course, the people in the dry area wonder about that. But, you know, last year we finished the bean crop off, and we put our lows in November as the crop did get bigger as we got some moisture. So, like you alluded to, you know, it's going to be up to the forecast next year and see, or next week, and see if we get some moisture come through. But the government did cut the yield on corn, just not as much as the trade had anticipated. And maybe just kind of fine-tuning, we did get some acre estimates. That's the other thing. Took the corn acres down 100,000, soybeans 300,000, wheat 100,000. I don't think that was a shocker either for it. Probably the thing that really kind of a bit of surprise, the wheat market's been under a lot of pressure, and the government really took an axe to the price on wheat. They took wheat from an average for next year, a $10.50, down to $9.25, a whopping $1.25 drop on it. Just with the, I guess what they're saying is that export corridor is going to open with the Black Sea, with Ukraine. We're going to see a lot of wheat move out. So we'll see. Gaps below the market, gaps above the market. Seasonals are negative yet. But, you know, you got to have a crop getting smaller to go up, and we'll see if that happens going forward on beans from this point forward.
Yeah, and as you mentioned here now, too, till we know the size of this crop, this thing could be pretty volatile.
Yeah, I think, you know, very much like, well, let's look at it. 2020, we put our lows in on corn in August. Last year, we put it in September. Got big yields, our yields got bigger last year on soybeans, and while corn put its low in September, soybeans put its low in November. So plenty of meat on the bones here yet to work through. So, you know, it's going to be weather. And I think the other thing is, Randy, demand. When we were down sharply on corn and even on soybeans, you did see some end-user buying. So we still have end-users underneath the market, as there still are issues around the world. The EU still caught in that dry drought. Their crop's going to go off short. Argentina has a short dry situation. So a couple other things to look at around the world. Soon we're going to be talking about South America as we're harvesting, planting. We'll see what they come up with. Right now it looks like South America's bean crop could be up 900 million bushels over a year ago, so that'll be work in progress.
How's the livestock market treat all this?
You know, when the feeder cattle with the sharply higher input cost, the feed cost, interest rates going up, the feeder cattle continue to hold fairly decent, down just mildly. I think part of that is in the cyclical bull market, we did have cattle try and move higher again this week, counter cyclical. Beef market holding better than the trade thought. Packer margins got squeezed a little bit this week, down to about $140 a head. But looks like cash cattle next week try and trade steady higher again. School lunch buying underneath this market certainly has helped some of it, and domestic demand in general helping the cattle market. You flip over to the hog market, the Chinese hog herd continues to expand. The profitability continues to come back for the hog business there. And China's hog herd up at a whopping 20.2% in July versus a year ago, and up 25% in the latest month here. So they're on a rapid expansion phase there after a liquidation phase with all the disease. But that's hurting our exports. But seasonally, see if we can put in a top end. These hogs, usually we do somewhere around this time frame. So that one's going to be work in progress also.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, you know, I think next week is going to be about the demand, the weather, and how we react going forward to demand underneath the market.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.